You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Rochelle.
This is the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. It's 26th of September. Was it the temper trap?
It was old man.
Their popular beat combo. This is the last ever Breakfasty Brunchy Show. Well, I'm not sure we should give it a clap, but, you know.
That's what I told Nick, anyway.
Yes, well, there we are.
That's right, Nick, it's the last Breakfasty Brunch Show.
God, it hurts. It hurts the quick. Everything's ending at the moment. Right, we have a big, big guest at the moment.
She's not big.
She's not that big, but she's a big star. Ladies and gentlemen, from Being Human, it is Sinead Keenan.
Thank you very much.
Get your microphone up.
Sinead's been on Radio 1, don't you know? So we've got such shoes to live up to.
That's hardly what? Egotistical, vain idiots fiddling about in London somewhere. Right.
I'll have you know, I've had my photo taken with one of them.
What, with one of
Which
Radio 1?
Male or female?
Greg James, dressed as a banana.
You met Greg James?
Who's Greg James?
He's a Radio 1 DJ.
I've met Scott Mills, Sarah Cox and Chris Moyles.
Not dressed as a banana, though, at the side of the stage at Bestival, watching Ellie.
Shh.
Ellie Goulding.
Oh, tell that story, please.
There's nothing to tell. I just watched her at the side of the festival.
And then what
stage.
Happened?
I got a photo with her. I got a photo with her purely for you, Sam, because I was so embarrassed that Vicky, my friend, which is the reason I went there, because she manages Rolf Harris. So we went there for that. No, shush. Listen, shut up. Rolf Harris, I am not joking. He tore the place up. There was 10,000 people singing Rolf Harris tunes back to back. Him and Mumford and Sons had the largest audience.
No.
He was amazing.
Dear Rolf, can we speak to Sinead now?
Yeah, go ahead. go ahead.
It won't be the first time or the last that you've been usurped by Rolf Harris, Sinead.
That's fine. I've been usurped by...
Rolf Harris?
Yeah.
The Rolf Harristry Commission.
He's such a lovely man.
The Royal Forestry Commission. Rolf Harristry Commission.
He's such a lovely man.
He seems like a nice man.
But Sinead, for listeners who may be unsure, given the fact that a wonderful Irish brogue is coming across the Stratford Community Airways, you play an English girl in Being Human.
Yes, Nina Pickering.
Nina. And you is the werewolf like, in it.
In it though. Yes, I am. I am Wolfie.
That bit. Oh, when you got
when you
scratched,
changed.
I really thought. No, don't make her be a werewolf. But then it wouldn't have been as good if you hadn't been a werewolf.
Yeah, I would have been out. I would have been killed. I would have been. Yeah.
But I sort of didn't want you to be. I thought maybe there's hope.
It was just that one thing that you did, though, wasn't it?
Just that one time. And this is why we kind of went. Well, is she? Well, will she? Won't she? Because he wasn't fully transformed. There was all that kind of drama. But yeah, she was.
That's what I mean. And I was a bit. I was a bit sad for you because that would be a hard life.
What? Being a demi werewolf.
In fact, it was a full moon last night, and I didn't even bring
ago.
Up a joke.
A couple of nights ago.
Oh, it was last night.
No,
it looked full to me.
That's because you were drunk.
That's the other thing. They always look. There's about three nights where the moon does look full. How do you know when it's?
Yeah. How do you know?
The
calendar.
The middle
you.
Day of those three, I would suggest.
To the when you start to howl, Sinead, that's when we'll know. We just need to phone Sinead on those 3 days and see what's happening.
Well, you don't look like a werewolf this morning. What else have we got in the show coming up? Apart from Sinead, I think, is probably going to do her iPod or her MP3 player shuffle.
Yes, you need to explain to the listener what that means.
We haven't done it in a while. When a guest comes on, sometimes what we do is a shuffle and we find a little bit more about them when they stick their iPhone or phone, MP3 player, on shuffle.
Well.
And there's a dark place in everybody's shuffle, isn't there?
Oh, God. Do I have to shuffle while it's shuffling?
No, I take it from you and I press shuffle and we see what comes up and then we ask you a little bit about why that's on there.
Oh God.
And thank you very much for coming in, and you'll be with us for quite a lot of the show, will you?
I think so.
Oh,
brilliant.
Excellent.
Whack something on.
Didn't get that on Radio 1. Oh, look, I've got this for you though.
Oh.
Bit of a rig.
Now, let's tell Sinead, because this is the last Breakfasty Brunch Show, One of my friends who was listening thought I was actually doing the show with Rick Astley, not Nick Asprey.
It's gone full circle.
And it's gone full circle. Yeah. And this was played for about the first month of the first year.
It still
of the
cuts
show.
To the quick.
But what, didn't he win the most popular ever?
No, that was a complete rig. That was, I mean, it was rather in the same way that Rage Against the Machine got to number one. It was Rick Astley won the most popular thing purely because of the fact that he wasn't, if you see what I mean. And everyone went on a sort of post-ironic vote.
I loved Rick. I danced to Rick. Did you dance to Rick, Sinead?
Oh, yeah. And I shuffled to Rick.
See?
Yeah.
He might be on your shuffle.
He might be.
You never know.
It's very exciting that Sinead is here. What else? You've been on Doctor Who as well, haven't you?
I have been on Doctor Who. I was in the David Tennant's last two Doctor Who's.
Yeah.
Yes, you were the
green person.
The green thing.
Well, you were, weren't
I've
you?
I've watched everything of you.
We have a genuine star in the apart from Roger, obviously, a genuine star in the radio. What is this place called? Station today.
Stratford Community Radio.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I mean, you know, sign out with a bang.
Yeah, actually, if you've got any questions for Sinead.
Oh yes, email info@myscr.co.uk. Keep them clean.
Yeah,
and you'll be all right,
Christopher.
Yeah.
He's emailing in already. From Chris, he said, "Oh God, the shuffle. A lot rests on this. Good luck."
I told you.
No pressure.
This is where it'll all go horribly wrong.
Chris is actually saying, "Good morning, all. A song request shall follow shortly. You never know. You may both enjoy it. Unlikely, but possible." That is unlikely, I have to say.
Anyway, you are listening to the very last Breakfasty Brunch Show.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
We have Sinead Kinney in here with a big hello to Atlanta, Georgia, Sinead.
Yes, Gary Hamrick is listening in, apparently. It's 5 a.m. over there.
God, that's above and beyond the call of duty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Atlanta, Georgia, what's the weather like there? Email us, info@myscr.co.uk, because apparently it's raining in rugby, according to our clock here. We have a clock here, listener, in Atlanta, Georgia, that gives us the weather about 30 miles away.
Yeah. I used to think it was rugby. I think it's London now.
Oh, it's London, so it's 100 miles away. That's helpful, isn't it?
I know.
A big hello to Marcus Brown in Munich. As well, it is a true community radio. About the closest we come to Stratford is Ettington, I think.
there are Stratfordites that listen. I can vouch for that.
Right. Morning, Richard and Jane, if you're there.
Sally.
I love how we know all the names of our listeners.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that lovely?
It's wonderful.
We have a question, though, don't we, for Gary. It's, what does Rick Rolled mean?
Yeah, it was actually Justin Barlow said that, who I believe is in the States.
Is that Gary Barlow's brother?
He's an American Easter, is he?
He said he just got Rick Rolled by Sinead Keenan.
Dear me, that sounds a bit rude to me.
It does sound rude. I'd love to know what it means, Justin, so tweet me.
Darling.
Tweet Sinead, just Rick Rolled.
We're wheeling out all the old favours here. Marcus Brown in Munich, one of our regular listener, and also Jackie Williamson, who is probably our top listener, isn't she, really?
She is top of the... Well, she's top of the list... No, she is.
She's top of the bops.
That's the...
Finally, I will be able to sleep on Sunday mornings like normal people instead of having to listen to you two, she says. I jest, of course. We are all weeping here in Leinster Avenue. Leinster, of course.
Leinster. This is Leinster.
And can I please have... Lady Gaga, Mumford and Sons, or Vampire Weekend, please?
Did you know I watched Mumford and Sons at the side of the stage at Festival?
Did you really?
Just because you know Rolf Harris.
That's right. Yeah. And also, they were in the van with me, and I was talking to their technicians. They were amazing. Amazing. I've got a song, actually, for Jackie that I played her a couple of weeks ago, and she was rudely not listening.
How very dare she.
So I'm gonna line that up because I'd like to know what she thinks of this wee tune by the Mystery Jets featuring Laura Marlin.
Very good. We've got another email from Francis Burnett.
Oh, lovely. Everybody's here.
Everybody's tuning in. Yeah. Oh, you tune in now.
It's a big loving.
Morning, lovely Roger. Nothing to do with me. Thanks for it, Francis. Can't believe this is the last one. Why? Well, we'll answer that later. Listening with a hangover following a couple too many drinkies with Lorna last night, followed by shaving her flatmate's head. A guy, I think. Did he have any say in this, or was he just asleep? Please, can you play something by the rather gorgeous Brandon Flowers?
Yes.
Oh, my mate Brendan Vegetable.
What do you mean he's your mate? What do you mean?
Because you weren't listening to the show that Sam and I did a few weeks ago.
What do you mean he's your mate?
Is he really your friend? Or
no, of course he's not.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, but, hey, the song. I noticed something.
No, it's a brilliant song.
During this show, I listened to last week or something, you talked about how you liked playing some of the Killer songs, and then you talked about how you didn't like Random Flowers, and he's the lead singer.
Yes, I know, but I think that's fair enough, isn't it?
Just a bit funny.
Because I listened to it not knowing that he was the lead singer of the Killers, and it's a dreadful sub-Michael Bolton.
It's not a dreadful sub-Michael Bolton. I'm going to play you Michael Bolton, and then I'm going to play you Brandon Flowers.
But let's face it, the Killers have only written three good songs, haven't they?
I like Crossfire, it's good.
Thank you, Sam.
Oh. I know what Rickrolled is. I got an answer for Rickrolled.
Oh, brilliant.
It's when someone plays that Rick Astley song unexpectedly.
Oh, right. Oh.
You were right, Roger.
Keep listening. Justin, are you Gary Barlow's brother? That's my other question.
No, you see, Justin may not know who Gary Barlow is because he is American. Gary Barlow is...
From Take That.
From Take That, my favourite boy band ever.
We can play some Take and not, That.
We can play some, because you're the guest.
Yeah, and what
no
you say
way.
Goes.
Yes.
No.
Or, okay, if we can't play Take That, Robbie Williams, because he was my favourite of Take That.
Yeah, I share a birthday with Robbie Williams.
Oh, don't tell me. It's February.
Yes.
It is February.
You're nuts.
I am.
Robbie Williams.
It's either the 11th or 12th.
No, the 13th.
Oh, okay. Sugar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, close,
and also Oliver Reed as well.
Really?
And Peter Gabriel. And Jerry Springer.
Two of them are dead.
I'm sorry?
Oliver.
Who?
Is Oliver Reed dead?
Oliver Reed
Peter
is
Gabriel's dead.
Peter Gabriel is not dead. He's just released one of the great albums. About
is that not the greatest hits?
No.
It's not. It's alive for
hasn't been.
Hits.
Hasn't been released, you know, sort of in memorial.
Oh, I think Peter Gabriel is dead.
Peter.
She's going to start off a massive rumour on Twitter now.
Yeah. Sinead Keenan from Being Human is quoted in the TV Times as saying that Peter Gabriel is dead.
I thought he passed away. Seriously, genuinely, years ago.
He really hasn't passed away.
Well, there's somebody who does music who looks very like him who died.
That's a classic moment on the show.
Yeah, well, that could be, you know, Paul Angel.
Oh, do you know, is it Palmer, the one with the...
Robert Palmer you're
dead?
Thinking
is
of. He's dead.
He's
dead.
He's definitely dead.
He is
maybe
dead.
That's who I was thinking of.
Anyway,
we've got a question for Sinead.
Oh.
Sorry.
Should we ask her after the next tune?
It's from Tallahassee, Florida. My God, you get them from all over. You're a worldwide star.
Is it Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, who?
Chris Presley, Elvis's brother, obviously.
Lots of brothers.
We've got
Elvis
Palmer.
Presley is definitely dead.
No, he's living in a fish shop. He's working in a fish shop down in Stratford.
MySCR.co.uk.
We're actually, it's terrible, this, but we're actually trying to establish whether Peter Gabriel is in fact dead, which is...
Wow.
Which is, gosh. There we are. But it says a Peter Gabriel tour. I don't really understand this. Anyway, moving swiftly on. Roger's lost it. Completely.
I shouldn't have said anything. That's my fault.
It could be remarkably horrible for the last show.
Guess it's the last one.
We get sued by the estate of Peter Gabriel.
It's only because I confused him with Robert Palmer.
Well, he is also
dead. He definitely
dead.
Is no longer with
them. Yeah. It's all gone horror. we're not laughing about Peter Gabriel if he's died. Let's just get that.
We're laughing
anyway,
at our own competence.
Chris Presley, Elvis's son, brother, uncle, whatever.
In Florida.
A big hello from Tallahassee, Florida, he says, in the USA. Same time zone as Atlanta, just a little farther south and hotter. Too right.
Oh.
A little windy at the moment, I think, Florida. I think with the old hurricanes and stuff. Anyhow, just a quick question. Other than Being Human Series 3, are there any other projects Sinead has coming up we can look forward to? Many thanks, and I'm loving the show so far. Too bad I'm just discovering the show now. That is true, Chris. I'm sorry about that.
Podcasts.
You can look at all our back catalogue if you really want to.
Which he does.
Breakfastybrunch.co.uk. They're all there.
Yes, we have our own little sort of website on the interweb thingy. But anyway, I'll let you answer the question, Sinead.
Other thing, there's a show called Silent Witness, BBC One.
Ah, yes, you did.
That's
that.
That's filmed in Hungary.
Yeah, they are in Hungary at the moment, but it's usually filmed
in London.
In Ealing.
Which is less exotic. And that's where I was. But I did the first two episodes of the new series of that, which is coming out in January, I believe.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Any pantomime?
No pantomime as yet, but I'm open to offers. So if anyone would like to call in,
very good. I'd be a good Cinderella. Would you play the werewolf or would you play the green
the
alien?
Bad wolf. You could be
the big bad
if
werewolf.
If there isn't a prosthetic involved, I'm not interested.
Well, they all say that, love.
Oh God!
You shouldn't do live radio. We've managed to say that Peter Gabriel's dead. Oh, we've just, Marcus Brown has just emailed in saying Peter's not. Dead.
He's definitely not dead. Well, that's a good thing.
Well, I mean, if Marcus says so, that doesn't necessarily mean it's true. But at the same time, I'm more inclined to.
Maybe is Peter out there? Do you think would he give us a buzz and you know let us know?
Yeah, well, you know, most people who were born on the 13th of February tune into this show, including Robbie Williams, of course.
Maybe Robbie Williams is listening.
Of course.
I thought you were going to say, is Robbie Williams dead?
No, I would know. I would burst into tears.
No, you were a big fan, were you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, we'll be playing some Take That. There's no need for it. This is Stratford Community Radio. We're with you here until midday. It's the last show. It's all very weepy. Join us. Contact us, info@myicr.co.uk, if you've got anything to contribute.
And somebody's listening in Canberra, Australia.
Dear God. Yeah. We are truly multinational.
What's going on?
Galileo Gal 67 from Twitter is listening in Australia.
Hello, good morning. Good afternoon.
Absolutely fantastic.
Good evening. Which one is it?
I think they're ahead.
They're about ahead? 11 hours ahead, so it's the evening time. There. It's probably about sort of half nine.
Good evening.
Nick and Rochelle.
I've got a question. Do you do any parts where you're actually yourself? Human?
It's been a while, I think Silent Witness, although I did have a prosthetic in that as well, but I can't tell you what that was.
Well, you'd have to kill us.
I would.
Or bite us if you're a werewolf. How exciting. We've got loads of questions in. We've got loads of other emails. Marcus Brown, however, who is an old friend of mine, of course, it's 20 years ago this year. I'm rather fond of Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine, so we're going to have to get that. As Nick knows, song. He has a thing about redheads. He certainly did.
Anyway, you don't have a thing about redheads. He has a thing about redheads.
Yes, no, yeah, Marcus has a thing about redheads.
You might have a thing about redheads, but just being clear.
Have you finished? Anyway, it's been fun, he says. I've enjoyed your show. The three of you are rather funny, although Nick is, without doubt, the worst DJ of all time. But I love him anyway. This is my last Sunday at home for a while. He's off to do... look at this. He's off to do his 800-kilometre walk this week.
Oh.
You can check it out on facebook.com/iwalk. For
miles and
Dr.
Miles.
Peter Figg, FIGGE. Stick all that in. Can we put a link on the website?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, brilliant.
Is that for charity?
I'm just glad I caught the show. Love to the three of you. Well, love to you, Marcus, even though you think, well, I am the worst DJ of all time, so it's fine. I don't mind about that. I'm quite open about that. We've got another question for you. Sinead,
mm-hmm.
Greetings from deepest, darkest Nottingham. Is that exotic enough for you? Because we've got Florida, Tallahassee, we've got Georgia, we've got Canberra.
You know, I've never been to Nottingham, so it is still exotic to me. I don't know if it is an exotic place, but to me, I have to say
that if you went, it's not that
Robin
exotic.
Hood comes
Robin
from
Hood.
There, though.
Yeah.
Well, does he?
Really?
Is Peter Gabriel dead? By the way, just to follow up the Peter Gabriel stuff, I've just looked on Wikipedia, which I know is not always right, but at the same time, according to Wikipedia, he played a gig 3 months after he died.
Okay.
So, the only reason that there's a bit of confusion here, listener, is that Chris McGill, one of our regular listeners, sent us a link saying that Peter Gabriel had fallen over and died in America last year. That is quite obviously tosh.
Right.
Because there's lots of evidence. And he released an album about 2 months ago. So Peter Gabriel isn't dead. We can categorically say that. So we can all start laughing again. But anyway, Dave Skinner, hello, Dave. For Sinead,
yes.
What was the best bit about filming in Wales? And did you miss Bristol?
I do miss Bristol. I had a lovely time in Bristol. We all love filming in Bristol. But Cardiff has been good to us. The weather actually has been... nice. It's been warm.
Dear
apparently
God,
it usually rains a lot.
It does. It's horizontal most of the time.
They've had a tropical summer, which has been nice. We're still filming there. And it's good. What's the best bit about it? I don't know.
that you're in Wales. It's quite exotic. Is Wales exotic?
Tiger Bay. That's
I
dead
love
exotic.
Wales. I love the drive from Stratford to Wales.
It's a nice drive down the M50 there.
Yeah.
Or the M5. Is it the M5? No, not the
M5.
Well,
no, you'd miss Wales then. You'd actually go straight past
no,
it.
No, what's the Ross Way?
M4.
Bit? M50 is the Ross Way.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Hold it.
Oh, dear. That's the one motorway that goes through Herefordshire. We're very proud of it.
Stratford Community Radio.
Yeah, ma'am.
Yeah, ma'am.
Can I ask a question, actually?
No, we just asked you the question, Sinead.
Shut up. All right.
You're coming here.
You're coming here. Take over.
Questions.
With all your wolfy stuff.
No, I was wondering, you know, when your ident and it goes, you know, the breakfasty brunchy show. Is that really the X Factor man?
Yeah, well, Peter Dickinson it is, yeah.
What's his name? How did you get
E4.
It's actually Peter Dixon.
No, sorry. Yeah. Peter Dickinson is. Oh, no, that's the. What's
Do you
the antique?
Know Peter?
No, I got something made. Long story.
I'm sorry. Did you... Look, I'm trying to do a radio show here. But anyway, big, big shout out and a hello and a lovely, lovely hello to the great Juliet Taylor, Jules Taylor. Good morning, Jules. We've got Firefly's Owl City coming up for you. But also big, big hello to Naomi Williams and a big, I think... Are we allowed to say big congratulations?
Yes, you are.
Oh, I think that's absolutely wonderful. Go for it.
Should we tell everyone
no,
what it is?
No, no. Oh, I think they can guess. What did you get out of that, Sinead? That congratulations, I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Baby?
See? It's not. She's mad no. Now you started something.
Yeah, Naomi Williams is pregnant. Yeah. Oh, my God. What?
And Peter Gabriel is dead.
Yeah.
So, you know, life and death. There you go.
Yeah, there we go. Well, life moves on, doesn't it? She's not pregnant. She's getting married.
She is to the lovely Andrew Wilde.
To the lovely Andrew, who ran the Stratford Marathon earlier on this year. A big hello to Charlie Doran Davis, one of our regular listeners. She won the Clopton photograph competition, and if you want to see it, it's up on Gardener's News and Little Market. There you are.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's lovely. She did that.
And Gardener's News could be our shop of the week, couldn't it?
It usually is.
Yeah, most of the time.
She says, can I have Barbara Ann if you have it, else Elbow will do. That's good. Elbow's fine. We have to play some Elbow as it's allowed.
That could be the last song you play because it's so...
One day like this a year.
Yeah.
Yes. She says, Roger, I want you to make me a Malteser cake.
I made a cracker the other day.
A Malteser cake?
I should have bought you in a slice, actually.
Well, I'm actually allergic to chocolate, so it probably would have killed me.
Is that why you're in prosthetics all the time?
I am. I'm allergic to cocoa.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, for those listeners who have just tuned in, we have Sinead Keenan with us here, the star of Being Human and everything else.
That's it.
And of course, the RSC, you worked here for a year, didn't you?
Royal Shakespeare Company, yes.
Oh, what did you do at the Royal Shakespeare Company?
I did the comedy season, because I'm very funny, apparently. I played Hermia in Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh,
it was a bit like that. I played Luciana in Comedy of Errors. That really should have got that sound. And I did a new play, well, it was new at the time, called The American Pilot by David Gregg.
It was a cracking show, that was.
Did you see that
I
one?
Saw that in London.
Before I knew you.
Oh, darling. I know a lot.
Gone were the days.
I am your talker.
Who is your bottom?
I'm sorry.
No.
Dear
sorry, it just
God.
Came, it popped into my head.
I bet it did.
My bottom was
interested.
Played beautifully by Miles Story.
Malcolm Story, yeah. Whose son Richard Story has just gone off to Canada
off
today.
To Canada, yeah. Cirque du Soleil or something.
Really? Yes, indeed. Mal was, and of course, Chris McGill was third person on the left, wasn't he?
Chris McGill was Peaches.
Oh,
no, not Peaches.
Peaches? Peaches, Peaches Geldof?
No,
Peaches Hopwell. McGill. That's
he was a fairy.
Peaches, but Peaches McGill.
He was a very good fairy, but he was also understudy Lysander.
Yeah,
he goes out with Hermia. We got to do...
You got to do it on stage,
we
didn't
did
you?
Get to do it on stage. Oh, my God, he's calling me. He's
saying, stop,
me
go,
up.
No.
Sorry, I can't answer the phone when I'm on the radio, Chris. Stop calling me.
Anyway, look, you are listening to The Breakfast with Brunch Show. It is our last show, and if you have any questions for Sinead...
I think Chris
acting.
Has got a couple.
Listen, let me finish. It's info@myscr.co.uk. And in the meantime, I'm going to play a song for Andrew and Naomi because they're getting married.
Well, can I play Fireflies by Owl City as well?
Yes.
all very... Shh, listener. Stop it.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
How long did it take? How long does it take? This is a bit of a question. To become a werewolf?
To become a werewolf, it takes about 4.5 hours.
Oh.
What? And do you do it like in sections? Do you know
we
what
do,
I mean?
Yeah,
and
we film do, it. We do the wolfiest bit first, because that takes the longest to... That's 4.5 hours. And then you go back, you take bits off, and you and then you put some less wolfy bits on, and that takes 2.5 hours.
Is it hard? Do you have to do all the move? So when you're in full wolf mode, do you have to do all the...
Well, when it's actually... we did have a very embarrassing movement class at one point, which I don't wish to reminisce about, because it was terribly embarrassing. But the actual wolf is somebody else, a man called Paul Casey, who does all the kind of... aliens for Doctor Who. Mm.
Doctor Who.
And you know, you were telling me in the pub last night, I mean, fill in the listener about the hours that you have to do, in the sense that, you know, when you're in full wolf, you're getting up at what, 3:15?
Yeah, oh. When my first alarm clock will go off, 3:15.
And when do you finish work the day before?
Well, they try to get you out early, but you wrap at 7 in the evening.
So you finish work at 7.
Yeah.
And then you're up at 3:15.
Yeah.
The next morning.
Wow.
To get into makeup. Yeah. And then you're on set at what, 7 o'clock or something?
On set at probably about 8:30.
And then you're in that all day.
In that, and yeah, pretty much. And then you wrap at 7, then you have to be de-rigged. Get all the makeup off and pull it.
That's pretty
hard.
Oh, harsh,
it's a hard
it?
Life, Nick, I tell you.
MySCR.co.uk.
Sam Troughton here with us now.
Hello.
Good morning, Sam. For those of you listening in Tallahassee, in Atlanta, in Canberra, you may have seen Robin Hood, Much. And you played Much, didn't you?
Aye.
Were you Much the Miller's son in that, or were you just Much?
In the first series, my father was a miller.
Yeah.
But by the third series, he was a priest.
Oh, he found God during the first and second series. Yeah.
So I was Much the vicar's son.
Much the priest. You were. Oh, right. Much the better son or Much the priest son? Oh, dear God.
How's Musketeers going?
Oh, yeah, we haven't mentioned that, have we?
Oh, yes, because you're quite famous too. And, Sinead and Sam, enough about you two.
Who wants to ask me a question?
Did you know that Nick wrote a book called Exit the... Badger. What is it called?
Oh, dear God.
Exit Pursued by a Badger. He's a novelist.
I'm not a novelist.
No, what are you?
Merely a diarist.
Diarist?
Oh. Yeah.
I'm called Frankie.
What?
Nothing.
We can hear you eating that ice cream. It's lovely.
Lovely.
Oh, God.
You've been Rickrolled.
I've been Rickrolled. There. Joel Brooks has emailed in. I think, what relationship is he to you, Roger?
He's a friend of mine.
Right, okay.
Not a stalker, friend.
I thought he was a stalker.
Friend.
Well, Joel, what do you think?
Stalker friend.
He's not, sadly.
He's written a little poem.
Friend from Lambda.
Oh, I see. Right. Oh, he's a stalker then, yeah. he's written a little poem.
I know, it's lovely.
Shall I read it out?
Why don't you?
Oh, lovely Roger, I'll miss you on air. Sunday is so sweet to the sound of your tweet. Your musical lilt is what I'll miss most, but it won't stop me enjoying a fat Sunday roast.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Isn't that little, well done, Joel?
Yeah, that's great.
Nick's clapping a lot today, just to let you all know.
I'm like a seal.
So this is the last show.
This is the last show, yeah. And yeah, because one of the reasons is people who want to know why. One of the reasons is that I'm going off to do Three Musketeers for a while, so I'll be away. There's loads of other reasons. But frankly, we just bore you to death. But yeah, I'm doing that. I'm playing Athos in Three Musketeers, which is quite fun. I actually played the piano dressed up as a nun at one stage as well.
This is bizarre. This is bizarre.
And I give Porthos an operation where he finally gives birth to a set of bagpipes. It's a cracking show. I tell you, it's brilliant.
It is. And where is it opening?
It's opening at the Belgrade in Coventry. So finally, we can say something local.
Local.
Very good.
If you're in Tallahassee, you might not want to pop over to the Belgrade at Coventry, but please do if you feel the urge.
But you can say another local. Another local, Sam Troughton. is opening in London with the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Well, why did you just said it?
I have just said it.
And where are you opening that then?
The Roundhouse, which you know well, Nick.
I do indeed. Yeah. When is that?
November, end of November, December.
You're going up to Newcastle first, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's with Romeo and Juliet and all of them. Is it?
All of them in London.
All of them in London.
Shakespeare's.
And then for our American listeners, of which there are many at the moment, you're going over to Broadway, aren't you?
Well, I don't know if it technically is Broadway, but it's...
Oh, it's off, it's the Armouries, isn't it?
Say Broadway.
It is Broadway.
I'm going to...
And that's why this is our last show, because we're going to Broadway as well, aren't we, Nick? With the Stratford...
Yeah, it's going to be called Broadway Community Radio. And actually, you know, that's just down the road. But anyway, there we are. We've got Elvis's son has just emailed in again.
Chris
Presley. He says hello again. He says, I have another question for Sinead, if I might impose.
Yes,
of course you can impose.
This is the whole reason she's in.
Is this ice cream coming across quite loud?
Sorry? It is a bit. Yeah,
we give our guests ice cream. That's how good we are.
Well, I didn't get any.
Potty mouth.
Yeah.
We'll get you one.
Chris Presley, Elvis's son. Hello again. I have another question for Sinead, if I might impose. First, I'd like to speak for the entire Tallahassee listening audience, which at last count is somewhere between one, and say that none of us were offended at that little slip.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
She
said a bad word on it. Don't ask what and then say it again.
It's a boat, but it's a big boat.
I'm sorry?
Ship. Holy ship.
Yes, thanks very much. And now, my second question of the morning, he says. Yeah. Being famous and generally pretty darn awesome, which I love that. You see, that's the whole Tallahassee thing coming in there. Pretty darn awesome. Or what's South... who's good at accents?
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, but a Southern American, it's got to be...
Yeah, but Florida
isn't really
though,
is it? No, yeah. Pretty darn awesome. You probably find yourself in a lot of positions like today where people fire off all kind of questions at you. Is there anyone in particular that you're absolutely tired of getting from fans, the press, etc.? Thanks for everyone's time. Bless you, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. First, let me say, I don't mind if anyone asks me any question.
Oh, bless.
Let me just say that first.
Here she goes.
Brace yourselves!
I don't know how I learn my lines.
Yes, I don't care. Know.
That's it. How do you learn your line? Well, the same way anyone's ever learned anything
exactly.
ever.
Exactly. It always
you just learn them.
I always reply to that question with, well, you know, what you do in your workplace. I've just had an ice cream thrown at me. I'm not that bad.
Finley?
It wasn't Finley.
Oh, it was you.
It was me.
I thought it was an ice cream.
At Nick.
But no, I always reply. You know, well, in your usual line of work, you have to. You don't realise it, but you know an awful lot, and it's just that's our job. That's all.
That's how do you learn your lines?
Reply.
It is a good reply.
Shut them up.
It's very boring. Yeah. It's intensely boring. But you know that kind of shuts them up.
And what about you, Sam? What's the worst? Is that the same for you? The line thing.
Well, that is the funny question, but it is actually quite an interesting question. It just probably requires quite boring answers.
Like I just sit down and learn them. But there we go. So, Sinead, what is your bête noire of a question?
Well, there's the line one, and there's the how long does it take for you to be a werewolf, which was asked today.
Yes, we were talking about
that.
That's
why we'll let that one go.
How long does that take?
I have answered this extensively.
Yeah. Four and a half hours
for stage two, which is the wolfiest. 2.5 hours for stage one, which is the least wolfiest.
Yeah, thought so.
You had that for much, didn't you? Oh, no, it was just you. Oh.
What did they ask for that?
But anyway, so that's it. Brilliant.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, fantastic.
So I basically asked you the worst question
I didn't bat an eyelid. I just answered.
I did try to get you a gig though in pantomime.
Nobody's taken you up on that.
But we have Canberra have tuned in.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we swear like drunken skunks here in Canberra. Canberra. Now, do tell me, Sinead, he says, where are you staying while in Stratford-upon-Avon? Bopton, Bishopton, Clopton, Fopton, Mopton, Alverston, Dropton, Tittyton. by the way, I am missing Australian X Factor on TV right now because I'm listening to you. But who cares? And yes, frankly, Sylvia.
Don't get him started
who cares?
On the X Factor.
The YOY Factor. I call it
Is it everywhere then, X Factor?
Have a fabulastic, fantabulistic last show. And that's from Sylvia Novak, Canberra, Galileo Gal.
That's very nice.
That's lovely.
She's done some research about the neighbouring towns.
She has. Bopton, Bishopton, Clopton, Fopton, Mopton, Elverston, Dropton, Tittyton. It's just quite extraordinary,
like a
isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Pot, Kettle, Black. Some of those Aussie towns are pretty weird.
Right.
Oh, Dingo Bingo.
Yeah, Wagamamas or whatever it's called.
Let's play a tune. Anyway, you are listening. Get out.
There's another poem. A poem for Nick.
Oh, really?
Is it
Marcus
Mr.
Brown.
Marcus Brown.
I think this is a bit more like one of them poems that doesn't rhyme, you know?
Is it not? Right, okay, here it is from Marcus Brown. The man, the dame, the Asbury. Badgers exit. Songs not played on a Saturday. Play my song, for heaven's sake. Otherwise, I'll tell everyone about your worst acting gig with Basil Brush. Or you being a gay vampire. Well, that was true.
Were you a gay vampire?
Years ago. I was in Dracula or How's Your Blood Count.
Wow.
With Leslie Grantham as Dracula.
Oh, my God.
And I had to play a transvestite vampire.
Leslie Grantham?
When was this? And can we get it up on Google?
No, if you'd read my book, I mentioned it in there.
Have you noticed that
still
Nick,
not received a free...
Yeah, free book. Nick's turned all the questions to him. Have you noticed?
Oh, easy. No, that was Sam asking.
What's it called?
It's called Dracula or How's Your Blood Count. You see what I did there? And it had Leslie Grantham as Dracula. And it was my second ever job. And I was playing a transvestite vampire.
Leslie was
it was Dirty Den in EastEnders.
It was before the internet, though.
It was before the interweb, yeah. And, that brought him down.
Here we go.
Yeah.
It did.
Got it up.
Oh, dear.
Well, did he?
We'll have a look at that. In the meantime, if you have any more questions for Sinead or indeed Sam Troughton before he exits the building, do please get in touch. info@mycr.co.uk. In the meantime, we'll have a little bit of script and then back to questions.
Script? There's nothing scripted about this show.
No, there really isn't. There really isn't. Oh,
there's pictures and everything.
No. No.
Nick and Rochelle.
I am Basil Brush's official pianist. I have to be careful how I say that, but... I am the official pianist of Basil Brush.
Explain that.
I go down to Maidstone where they film it every now and then and play piano. And I had to sort of sing, you know, the wind. I had to go down there and play The Wind Beneath My Wings for Basil Brush. And he's still going.
Sorry, are you wearing Basil Brush gloves?
Yeah, no, but occasionally they cut to my hands and for a laugh they stick loads of hair on them. A bit like a werewolf. But I'm a fox.
But you're a
fox. Well, I'm not. I'm just.
Were you dressed as a fox?
No, I mean, I'm a pianist off stage.
So I go down
and sit there, and he goes, "The wind beneath my wings," you know, whatever it is. You are the wind beneath my wings.
It's a quality.
This is like an ITV night with Nick Asprey.
An audience win.
The Y factor. But anyway, this is Stratford Community Radio.
Stratford Community Radio.
Are we ready to rock?
Yes, just put the fader up and then we're all good to go.
Okay.
Ready?
The quiz. Okay.
Are we ready for the last ever Breakfasty Brunch quiz?
Oh.
It's all very sad.
It's very sad.
Question number one.
Yep. Your steak.
Which one of the following James Bond novels was published first?
Oh.
Ready?
Oh. Because guess who's going to know that then, Sam? He's already written down the answer. Hello.
Is it Dr. No, From Russia With Love, Goldfinger or Thunderball?
Which was published first?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Question number two.
I tried sausages and cheese.
What's the first name of Dolby, the American who developed the famous system which reduces background hiss on recordings?
What's the first name of him?
Uh-huh.
How are we supposed to know that?
I know.
It's famous for being impossible, this quiz.
See what I have to put up with,
Sinead. Is it Charles, Donald, Ray or Thomas?
Say that again. Charles?
Charles, Donald, Ray or Thomas.
What goes well with Dolby? Charles... Oh.
Question number three.
I kind of like it, actually.
During the concert, during the concert in the Portuguese capital Lisbon, which singer superstar said to the audience, "I love you, Spain"?
Someone stupid.
Oh no, did they?
Was it Celine Dion, Gloria Estefan, Whitney Houston, or Madonna?
Oh, that's tricky.
Say that again.
During the concert in the Portuguese capital, Lisbon, which singer superstar said to the audience, "I love you, Spain"?
Okay.
Is it Celine Dion, Gloria Estefan, Whitney Houston, or Madonna?
Okay. Well, I've got a toss-up.
It could be anyone, really.
And question... Well, for the very last time...
I want to know what happened there. I mean, did they just stage a mass walkout?
Yeah.
Just
think, wouldn't you? And for the last time...
That's as bad as saying, you know, you're in Ireland and going, you know, I love you, Great Britain, or something. I mean, you know, it's up there.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
The very last one ever. Question number four.
That's not shaved.
Oh.
What? That wasn't me.
And now, it's time for... What happened next?
Right, no clips today. I just want to know from you, from the last time me and Nick did a live show, how many times did we say the word fudge?
Ooh, okay. Why are we talking about fudge?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I've completely forgotten.
People who pack fudge?
I'm sorry? What?
Like in a factory, a fudge factory. Hey, I went to Cadbury's World the other day.
I bet you did, yeah. Sinead has gone a colour brighter than the rising sun.
Cadbury's World. She was referring to Cadbury's World and the chocolate packing factory.
Play the song. Hang on. Let me close it. How many times did me and Nick say fudge in one show?
What happened next? Stratford Community Radio.
Answers at info@myscr.co.uk. I'm going to go and pack some fudge. I'm going to go for it.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
What? Oh.
He can't hear himself. Look at that. You give him praise and then he takes it away again.
Oh.
I'm talking about you.
Question number one.
I don't want to blow people away.
Which one of the following James Bond novels was published first?
Oh.
Was it Dr. No, From Russia With Love, Goldfinger, or Thunderball? Nick.
I put From Russia With Love.
Raja Ferjani.
Sadly, I put Thunderball.
And Sinead.
I put Dr. No.
Well, Dr. No was the first film, but I think From Russia With Love... Because From Russia With Love was the second book, I think.
The correct answer...
And Jackie's put From Russia With Love for the...
Is Russia With Love?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It is.
And what was the first book? I've had a mental blank. I don't know what the first one was.
From Russia With Love?
Casino Royale was the first book, and then Russia With Love was the second. And then Goldfinger was the third.
Oh. Question number two.
Casino, very good.
What was the name of Dolby? The American who developed the famous system which reduces background noise on recordings. Was it Charles, Donald, Ray, or Thomas?
Nick Asprey.
Ray.
Ray Dalby.
Sinead.
I also put Ray.
I put Charles. Charles Dalby. Sounded good.
Charles
to me.
Dalby.
Charlie Ray Dalby.
The correct answer is Ray.
Get in. Oh, there we go.
Got one right.
I've got both of them right so far. Thanks very much.
Question number three.
On show every night.
During a concert in the Portuguese capital of Lisbon, which singer superstar said to the audience, "I love you, Spain"? Was it Celine Dion, Gloria Estefan, Whitney Houston, or Madonna? Nick.
I put Whitney Houston.
Michelle?
I put Whitney.
And Sinead.
I put Whitney. We all know why we put Whitney. I won't say anything, don't worry.
No, don't.
The correct answer is Whitney.
Yay!
It smelt of her, didn't it, really?
Didn't she, didn't her costume come off or something in the last performance?
The X Factor.
The X Factor.
Oh, yeah, her top strap
or something.
Yes, the brass strap of it, yeah.
And people walked out of her gig, she couldn't sing. And she couldn't sing.
But lest we forget, she has an amazing voice. Yeah, she had. I don't know.
Had.
Yeah, I think it's shot.
With her extracurricular activities.
Yeah. Is that what? She's good at hockey or something?
Yes, and she shouts a lot at hockey matches.
That's what she does. Right, and okay, moving swiftly on. Before we get very, served with very, a lot very, of people in America here, you know, get served
and for the Rick. Very last time ever, it's time to do what happens next.
And now it's time for What Happened Next?
Nick, how many times did we say fudge in one show?
I said 49.
Roger?
I've been conservative and I've said 15.
Oh.
And Sinead?
I said 27.
And Jackie said 98. She got Celine and Donald, she got number 2 and 3 wrong.
Yeah, she's only got one right, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Shall we find out?
Yeah.
Here is the answer.
Now, this is where it gets interesting. Or fudge.
Fudge.
Or fudge. Fudge. Brown or fudge?
Fudge.
Charlie said fudge, you said fudge. Fudge is lighter. Fudge. Fudge. Sorry, I left for a moment and returned to a fudge-based discussion. Fudge it is. Fudge it is. Fudge.
Word of the day, fudge.
Fudge. I say fudge, Gerald.
Fudge.
Fudge is. Gerald's trying to change the goalpost. He wants to go topaz. You know, fudge from Delhi, from two places in Stratford. It's fudge.
It was because Gerald, who is a recent but regular listener, his wife wanted to paint the room fudge, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. That's what it was.
That's right. And then he said perhaps topaz, but no, it was fudge, and we became quite fudge obsessed.
And they had a sofa.
We packed in a lot of fudge.
They had a sofa without any legs on or something. No, I don't remember. Anyway, the correct answer was 23.
Oh, Roger.
Oh, no, it's not.
No,
it's Sinead.
Look at, did you see the disappointment when you turned to me? Sinead was like,
no, it's me. No,
no, it's me.
Well, Sinead won that, but I unfortunately won the whole quiz.
Oh, for the very last time.
That was What Happened?
Oh, you put right. Yeah. Yes. Oh no. Okay.
It's a tie.
Oh, so we need a tiebreaker,
it's
Sam.
A tie.
Oh,
blimey. Let's play a song and then come back with a tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. Yeah, Oh God, she got angry there. You see, she had a tant. She had a listener. She had a tant.
She'll bite you.
I wish I was in Tallahassee.
I've got a questionnaire if you want one.
All right, come on. Let's do it now. Let's get it done.
The quiz.
It's 3-3 between the Keenan and the Asbury.
Oh, we just lost.
Oh, she lost years ago.
Okay.
Okay.
For the tiebreaker question.
That's a big place down south.
God bless us, everyone. is the last line of which novel?
It's so easy. Shush. A Christmas Carol.
Nick.
Pickwick Papers.
The winner is Sinead.
No. Fantastic. Well done, Sinead. Thanks for coming in.
What do I get? What's my prize?
You get what you get what Chris McGill said he'd leave in your suitcase.
MySCR.co.uk.
Sinead, are you doing victory laps around the studio as we speak?
I've just calmed down.
You've just calmed down.
I've just calmed down. The colour's gone back to normal on my face.
Brilliant.
I was having a flush there. A winner's flush. That sounds really rude.
It just, you know.
Just recovering from my winner's flush. That's what we call it.
Quite right. Listen, if anyone has any more questions for Sinead, we are only here for another 10 more minutes. So she will answer your questions. info@myscr.co.uk. She's called the lovely Sinead from Being Human and has been with us here for 2 whole hours.
2 whole hours. That's the most any guest has been on this show. Yeah. It's above and beyond the Call of Duty.
I think it's superb.
Charlie Doran Davis has emailed in and said, goodbye to the best Sunday breakfast radio show. We'll miss you three. One very great DJ, one very bad, and one sexy techie.
Oh, you know,
do try.
Do you
but who's the very bad and the very great?
Well, let's see. let's have a test. A DJ
off.
It's cutting me to the quick, all these things.
Sinead, do you think that Sam Malloy to your left looks like a young Tom Cruise?
Oh, my God. He does.
Now, is it the front or the side?
It's the front, yeah. Full frontal.
I'm in fact talking of a young. Dear God, we're going to have to please put us out of our misery. Talking of a young Tom Cruise, he was on Cocktail last night. Cocktail was on the old telly last night. I watched about 5 minutes of it. I couldn't cope with it after that. But it was, you know, it was a cracking film, and
he was good back in his day.
Ish.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got one more song, and then we're going to say our goodbyes, yeah. I think.
Nick and Rochelle.
Listeners. That was a cross between readers and listeners, that was.
Readers.
Listeners, the time has come to say goodbye. This has been... The Breakfasty Brunchy Show. This is the last show. I'd just like to say, Roger, thank you very much indeed for the last 2 years. It's been lovely.
It has 3 years.
Oh, it's been 3 years.
It's 2 years.
Hmm? 2 years.
It's been 2 years for me.
It felt like 3 years. thank you for everything. And thank you, of course, mainly to... You, the listener, whoever you may be. And thank you certainly today from Tallahassee to Canberra, from Atlanta to Nottingham. You've been all, and to Munich, you've all been listening in. But we've had listeners in Delhi. We had Matt in Delhi. We had all over the world. We've been truly multinational.
And we're going to keep updated because we're hoping to resurrect ourselves.
We're hoping to come back in the new year at some stage. We don't know where.
But we'll keep. We can keep everyone updated.
But a genuine heartfelt thanks to everyone who has listened and
Stratford Community Radio.
And a big thank you, of course, to Stratford Community Radio for giving us the platform and hopefully the platform for the town to speak about. Listen, thank you so much once again. We hopefully will see you at some point in the future. Thank you again, Sinead, for coming in. Do you want to say bye-bye?
Bye-bye. She's got a question, actually. You've got a final question. Is it not funny?
And Sam, once again, thank you very much for all your help.
Thank you, Nick.
2 years. Is anyone going to say thank you to me?
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Uncle Nick.
Oh, it's been great. Thank you so much for listening.
You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. On Stratford Community Radio.
Well, we're starting again this morning because we didn't have a very good start.
Just as well.
Nick Asprey.
Rise up, rise up.
They all do sound the
as
same.
As if you had a choice.
He's very similar.
Raja Fajani.
Oh, I don't know who that is. I don't want to talk to them.
Yeah, no, you just told them on air that you don't want to speak to them.
They're a large corporation.
Sam Malloy.
How many eyes does a bee have?
What I've put four.
I've put five.
Nick? I'm Cher.
That hurt my ears. Hurting my ears.
Oh, dear.
Oh, come on!
MySCR.co.uk.
Right, this is Imogen's new music we love. We'll thrust this in first. This is...
What is up with you today?
There's nothing up with me.
You are walking...
How many innuendos was that?
Yeah.
I didn't even...
Sundays from 10.
Well, what's your shop of the week?
I can't remember.
That's good for that shop, isn't it?
I can't remember. It's really good for that shop.
Most excellent advertising for that shop, but they were thrilled.
info@myscr.co.uk.
We're nearly done today, aren't we?
This has been the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with me, Nick Asprey, and...
Roger and Sam Malloy.
Thank you very, very much for listening.
That Sam's a bit of a hottie, isn't he? Nice.
Oh, I love that bit. Oh, this is like Lord of the Rings ending. You think it's ended, but it's carrying on.
Yeah, just going on and on and on. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, we've had a brilliant time and we're really sad that we're leaving.
Here's to us.
I'm not angry with you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger on Stratford Community Radio.